So my goal overall is well, basically to have my assets pay for my lifestyle instead of debt to fund it. So what do I mean by all this? So why do I want to have my assets pay for my lifestyle instead of the debt to fund it? Well, here's a simple answer. I don't believe in having too much debt for no reason. If you are using debt to impress people, you need to look yourself in the mirror, slap yourself in the face. And I'm not recommending that, to be honest. This is all for entertainment purposes. But this is what I would do. If I was going into debt for a lifestyle, which I've never done, thank goodness, because I don't really care what anybody thinks about me. But I would look myself in the mirror and I would say, Michael, you dumbass. What are you doing, boy? Slap myself in the face is what I do. Maybe slap myself again. But here's the reason I would do this, because I need to whip some fucking shit in my shapes. All right. The problem is, I think if we're doing shitty behavior, we need to be shitty to ourselves about the shitty behavior and tell ourselves to change. I think mirrors are really important. So look yourself in the mirror. I don't recommend slapping yourself in the face, but I've had to do that before. I had to look myself in the mirror a few times and I still got the, ooh, it hurts. I'm doing this to show you guys, and I'm in pain right now. Actually, it was pretty hard. But what I'm trying to say is, it is okay to have a little bit of negative self-talk, because you can't just tell yourself, oh, I'm so happy, it's okay, everything will work out just fine, although I went into debt for this fucking Lamborghini. That's okay though. Totes my goats, it'll all work itself out. LOL. No, that's bad. So if you're doing shitty things and you're doing stupid things, you need to call yourself a fucking idiot. This is the truth. This is what I've done to my.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Myself a lot. This is one of the reasons why I was able to change my life so much, because I took full responsibility for everything that I do. And I'm not perfect, obviously, but I told myself I'm going to be at 100% or near 100% in my responsibility for the life I lead, for whatever life. And I'm not, here's the thing, I'm not responsible to, I don't answer to anybody except for myself. Now, at work, obviously, at work, I answer to whoever for 8 hours a day. That's fine. But outside of work, ultimately, I mean, even at work, I still answer to myself at the end of the day. I'm always looking myself in the mirror, making sure I'm doing the right shit. But really, I'm doing this, I'm telling you guys that you need, you if you don't have the assets to pay off your lifestyle, don't have that lifestyle. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to be very frank with you. This is a conversation that parents should have with their kids, but they fucking don't. Oh my God, they should though. Ugh. It's a good conversation to have with your kids. You know, have your assets pay, have the money that, hold on. Sorry. Have your assets pay for your lifestyle. When my stocks pay me a dividend, I use some of that money sometimes towards my lifestyle. I don't really have much of a lifestyle, to be honest. It's very basic. I'm a caveman. But I enjoy it because I enjoy investing. I enjoy knowing that what I invest in can be utilized by my loved ones. So, for instance, my girlfriend Brittany, if I were to die, I want to make sure that she is totally set and doesn't ever have to worry about anything if I were to pass. Like, I love her that much to where I want her to have everything in the event of my passing. As long as, you know, as long as, you know, she'd be willing to still, like, let my brother live in any place or anything like that if I had, like, real estate and stuff, but. The point is, most of it's all gonna go to Brittany, because I love her. I care about her a lot. And, you know, she's the love of my life. This is a very heartfelt message, by the way. So I don't know. The reason I invest so much and the reason I don't lead a very fancy lifestyle is because I want my girlfriend to be able to survive and thrive. You know what I mean? It's like, I care about her. I eventually would like to have kids with her. I mean, I don't even know if I should reproduce. I don't know if that's a good idea. And, you know, even if I didn't have kids, you know, hopefully my brother has kids and I would make sure they, you know, got all the money they need there. Stuff like that, you know, it's pretty much it. Well, I should say all the assets that would give them the money. Assets are important, you guys. Assets, you should never sell your assets. Because if you sell your assets for money, that's a bad trade, in my opinion. Because money continues to go be more devalued, doesn't grow on its own. You need to have an asset that grows, that produces more money for you. It needs cash flows. So that's why I'm a big fan of productive assets like stocks and leased out real estate. Those are my two favorite productive assets right there. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. REITs are not bad, though. If you want exposure to real estate that's actually working for you, REITs are good, like Realty Income and WB Carey. Those are sexy. Sexy. Hold on. Let me see here. Camera's being a little bit lame. I think it's might be getting a little too hot. Hold on. Okay, I think we're good. All right, anyway. But, yeah, the camera just keeps fucking fuzzing out. I need to clean the lens. I gotta... hold on. Make sure this is good. Hold on. Okay. That should clear off any dust. I still don't know if that's gonna fucking work or not, but let's hope. Yeah, let's see. Well, maybe. Yeah, you know what? That'll work. That'll work. Anyway, though, I'm going to call it quits on this one. Thank you, guys. Just remember, your assets can eventually pay for your lifestyle, and if you never sell them, they can continue to grow forever and give you a return and give your children a return. Basically, you could pass these on, these assets onto your kids over time. It's cool. So that's kind of my goal, is to make sure my kids understand the value of not a dollar, because a dollar is not valuable in any way, but the value of a cash producing asset, an asset that gives you money just to hold it. That's important. That's my philosophy. That's all I'm sticking to. I don't know what you heard about me, but yeah. Ain't gonna get a dividend out of me unless I become my own index. I don't know how that would work, but anyway, later, everybody. Woo!